And now, a Garfield News Network rural premiere, The Adventures of Black Uber Dude, or Bud, if you're politically correct. The Adventures of Black Uber Dude, or Bud, if you're politically correct, is what we call a picaresque, meaning relating to an episodic style of nonfiction dealing with the adventures of a rough and dishonest but appealing hero. Now, just for the record, and to let everybody know that the word picaresque is normally associated with fiction, but I said nonfiction because The Adventures of Black Uber Dude, or Bud, if you're politically correct, is as realistic as you can get, because everything is happening in real time, leaving no room or space for anything to be planned or scripted. Besides, there's a huge piece of the puzzle that I failed to share with you guys. Check this out. Black Uber Dude has no idea that he's even being audio recorded on each and every one of these episodes. So I guess you can actually call The Adventures of Black Uber Dude, or Bud, if you're politically correct, the modern day 2024 audio version of The Truman Show, with, of course, Black Uber Dude playing the Jim Carrey character. And if you know how The Truman Show ended, well, let's just hope The Adventures of Black Uber Dude, or Bud, if you're politically correct, doesn't have the same outcome. But in the meantime, let's just keep this between us.
Did I miss you already?
No, I ain't even left. She just woke up. I just woke up. I'm on my way up there now.
Oh, shit. You just waking?
Yeah. She didn't call me, but I sleep my butt off. I ain't feeling too great.
Oh, damn. All right. How long you think you'll be?
These 15. I'm just getting out the bed.
All right. If I get late before that, I'll let you know.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
So now, I have but two choices. I am actually ready to walk out the door. Now, I can either call a regular Uber and be on my way within minutes, or I can wait on Black Uber Dude, or Bud, if you're politically correct, who said he overslept but is now on his way, as if he just left his house. Now, if you speak Black Uber Dude language, And yes, I do speak Black Uber Dude's language. You gotta read between the lines of what was really just said. There's no way he's actually on his way when he didn't even leave his house yet, let alone leave his bedroom.
He's 15, I'm just getting out the bed.
Remember that? My mind was already made up. And all it took was some basic math. It's going to take Black Uber Dude, or Bud, if you're politically correct, at least a half hour or 45 minutes before he actually arrived. While on the other hand, regular Uber is outside waiting for me as we speak. It looks like I'll catch Black Uber Dude on the next adventure. But in the meantime, it looks like regular Uber is a female, and from the sounds of things, it's going to be a hip-hop and R&B morning ride.
You turn around, because like, that's quicker.
Up. We'll get into that next. It's Dee Dee in the morning on WAMO 107.3, Pittsburgh's number one for hip-hop and R&B.
Ain't gang if you let you fly. Ain't bad if you gotta ride. Big guns and a lot of zip ties. So she look like me.
Thank you.
Midway through my morning ride, Uber Chick started humming along with the next song that came on the radio as she made a left turn on Bomb Boulevard while approaching Center Ave. This is definitely one of her favorite songs. If you listen closely, you can actually hear her voice humming. Morning Uber Chick trip was getting close to the end. That certainly didn't stop the continued flow of R&B and hip hop as she drove through the green traffic light right before making a right turn on Center Ave.
get out right there where that stop sign is on the right. Thank you. Have a good day.
That's going to do it for this edition of The Adventures of Black Uber Dude, or Bud, if you're politically correct, with our special impromptu guest driver, filling in for Black Uber Dude, who overslept.
These 15, I'm just getting out of bed.
Thank you, Uber Chick, representing hip-hop and R&B while reaching my destination. We'll see you next time right here on the Garfield News Network. And now, a Garfield News Network world premiere, The Adventure of Black Uber Dude, or Bud, if you're politically correct. The Adventures of Black Uber Dude, or Bud, if you're politically correct, is what we call a picaresque, meaning relating to an episodic style of nonfiction dealing with the adventures of a rough and dishonest but appealing hero. Now, just for the record, and to let everybody know, that the word picaresque is normally associated with fiction. But I said nonfiction because The Adventures of Black Uber Dude, or Bud, if you're politically correct, is as realistic as you can get. Because everything is happening in real time, leaving no room or space for anything to be planned or scripted. Besides, there's a huge piece of the puzzle that I failed to share with you guys. Check this out. Black Uber Dude has no idea that he's even being audio recorded on each and every one of these episodes. So I guess you can actually call The Adventures of Black Uber Dude, or Bud, if you're politically correct, the modern day 2024 audio version of The Truman Show. With, of course, Black Uber Dude playing the Jim Carrey character. And if you know how The Truman Show ended, well, let's just hope The Adventures of Black Uber Dude, or Bud, if you're politically correct, doesn't have the same outcome. But in the meantime, let's just keep this between us.